Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vaccines have been in the news lately, and one of the new developments is a new 6-in-1 vaccine. And we're joined on the live line by Dr. Dennis Kuo of Kaleida Health. Doctor, looking at this new vaccine that had come out, does that really make the vaccine process easier for parents and kids?
So I do think that any time that you have another combination vaccine, it makes the vaccine process much easier because we do give a number of vaccines, and the shots, you know, every time we give a shot, it's the kids don't tend to like shots. So if you can reduce the number of shots that we give, that definitely helps.
I'm just wondering, though, you know, when it comes to people who don't want to vaccinate their kids, would it matter to them whether they're getting, you know, one group shot or whether they're getting several shots?
You know, in some cases it does, especially with the older kids. If you can combine the shots, the number of needles that you have tends to make it easier on kids. You know, when we've been giving combination shots for a long time, the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, for example, is a 3-in-1. We already give a number of 5-in-1 vaccines, so jumping from a 5-in-1 in infancy to a 6-in-1 will reduce the number of shots, but we already combine a number of injections. Anytime you can combine the injections does make it easier because it's just easier for the kids.
You know, there's this story that came out last week locally that went national about an Orchard Park mother who, her kids weren't accepted into Orchard Park schools because they were unvaccinated, but she didn't want to vaccinate them for religious reasons. I'm curious about when you hear this stuff like this as a medical professional, you know, what goes through your mind about parents not wanting to vaccinate their kids, whether it's for religious reasons or other reasons?
Well, I think parents want to have to make the best decision for their kids, but it's important for schools to be able to make sure that their kids are protected. You know, vaccines are not 100%. Many of them are 95 to 98 to 99% effective, but there's always going to be a group of kids who either don't respond to vaccines or they are taking medications which make them immune compromised so they can't fight off infections. And it's important that we make sure the kids in school are vaccinated so we can protect those kids who can't fight off the infections.
What did you make of the outbreaks recently of measles, especially in Seattle, and even as close here as Rochester, where there are 7 cases?
So measles was eliminated in the United States almost 2 decades ago, and so it's really concerning that we're seeing a comeback of measles. This is a disease that killed thousands and thousands of kids in previous years, and so the vaccine has been out for decades. It's a safe vaccine. It's well studied. And to see it make a comeback tells us that it doesn't take much of a dip in our vaccine rates for the disease to come roaring back. And so we've really got to be careful and make sure that all of our kids are vaccinated.
All right, that's Dr. Dennis Kuo of Kaleida Health. Doctor, thanks for joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.